Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
19 to 10, Sky Sports Radio. Gary Portelli's got a nice horse in today, Above and Beyond. Your three-year-old by Sebring. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Cozzy.
This bloke's put it together this time round. Trialled well, yeah. And then won at Gosford, won at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, definitely. He always showed a lot of ability, but just was a bit erratic early on. And both his runs at his first two starts were well below expectations, and then gave him that spell and the time and gelded him, and now he's a racehorse. And put two, like you said, two nice wins together. And not many win they made and then win at their next start. It's a low percentage of horses actually get away with their next start. So it was good to see him do it, and now he's going to step up again.
That's probably been the best sign, the fact that he's put the two together.
Yeah, and he's pretty tradesman-like now. He just jumps and runs, and then he kicks, and, you know, that'll take you a long way in these sprint races. But, you know, today's a fairly good test. I had a big decision to make. I had him in two races today, and I know he was short in the market against the older horses, and I think he's about 12-1 or something against the three-year-olds. But just his racing pattern had me worried against the older horses. You know, if when you draw wide against these older sort of seasoned horses that have won 8 and 9 races, you only get a kilo and a half off them. And it's a bit of a worry. I just thought that if he didn't step away well from the wide gate, that he might get trapped wide, and he's just immature and wouldn't be able to cope with it if things didn't go to plan, where I can just see him getting every chance in the three-year-old race. He'll roll forward, probably sit up outside or just off Rosina Cudgeon up, and we'll see what we've got.
Now, he's won over the 1,000, the 1,100s by Sebring, and they often get a bit of ground. How far do you reckon he'll go?
Yeah, I think he'll get out to 1,400. He's more of a sprinting type, this fella, but that's why another reason why I didn't drop back to the 1,000 in the later race. You know, it's just I think that we've been training him to step up in distance, and might not have been sharp enough for the 1,000. So today, out of the 1,100, he'll get every chance, put it that way. And I think Rosina's, she's a pretty smart filly, been a half sister to Sheila Rain and Time to Rain. No doubt she'll take us a long way in the straight, and hopefully our bloke can tough it out.
Now, talking about Time to Rain, he won there at Rose Hill on the 3rd of November. And prior to that, he won at Randwick as well. He's put the two together. You gave him a little let up after that?
Had a month off, Cozzy, and he's come back in. They don't really grow a lot in a month, but I reckon he's probably just got maybe half an inch through his wither now, a little bit taller. And I'm sure he'll just start to develop now that he's back in. Just mentally we've got to work on him, just get a bit more courage about him. He's got a lot of ability, but he's a bit of a nervous type. He doesn't want to go out there and show off too much, you know what I mean? He's a weird horse.
So what do you do? Do you look at blinkers or anything on him, or what do you do?
That's up our sleeve. I don't want to go for that just yet.
Yeah.
We'll just take it one step at a time, but, you know, it's all about just a track work, teaching him, that when he gets, we're going to be obviously teaching him this preparation, like we did with his sister, come from behind, because as you get up in grade, you know, there's always horses that can burn you off in the first 200 metres, so if your horse isn't used to being behind horses, you're going to be in trouble. So we teach them from here on to take a sit, and then straighten up, wait, balance up, and then attack the horse that's in front of them. So that'll be what we'll be teaching him this time through. And might even possibly trial him a couple of times away from home before we race him, or at least once away from home. And you just get his confidence up. And you'll find that with these colts, as you get preparation after preparation, you see them sort of little traits disappear as they get more confidence in themselves and what's expected of them. But I think that once we teach him to chase what's in front of him, then I think you'll see him really, really accelerate. And, I think both times the riders have come back and said he half had the handbrake on. He just didn't know what to do out the front. He just didn't have to win, but he certainly didn't get away from them like we were hoping to see.
So have you got a program penciled in at this stage when he'll return?
At this stage, we're going to, we're three-quarters way to the slipper. He's already won 130,000, so he's just got to probably pick up some prize money once or twice to get in. But we'd obviously wanted to win a race, but the silver slipper will be first up. and then the Todman. And if he can't win or run second in one of them two, then obviously he shouldn't be in the Golden Slipper. So that's the plan at this stage. And obviously we've got him in with plenty of time and we can get a good foundation into him before them races are on.
All right, well, yeah, good luck. Nice to have another one going for the Slipper, isn't it?
Mate, it's just, you know, it's nerve-wracking and it's all about timing and, you know, it's never over till you're in it, Collie.
Well, you were going to pull out the last time with She Will Rain on the morning of the race.
No, I wasn't going to pull out, but I felt like it. I tell you, that rain was
you're a bit toey.
If it had been a normal race, you wouldn't have been sending them around. But, it was a shocking morning and it was gut-wrenching. Morning, you had a horse good enough finally to win a Golden Slipper, and you were worried that the track was going to play a part in the results. But as it turned out, we got all the luck and had the horse to do it.
So you never know what can happen on a racetrack, do you?
You got to turn up, mate. That's for sure. It's it's the greatest game of all. I always say, mate, it's a great leveler, and you know it's good to have that on the CV. But as I said to someone the other day, I said I don't want to sound greedy, but the little trophy looks a bit lonely. I'd like to get another one.
you want to use them as bookends, don't you?
Yeah.
Put the scrapbooks and checkbooks in between.
Oh, mate, a dream come true for anyone. I don't know how Clary goes. I think he's had four or five of them, hasn't he, Clary?
He's using them as doorstops. Good on you, Gary. Good luck today.
Yeah, thanks, mate.